This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm reading from the BND, Belleville News Democrat. Edwardsville ordinance can be fined $25 to $500 for not wearing your mask in Edwardsville, Illinois. This is from BND. Edwardsville officials are getting serious about their mask mandate. The city council passed an ordinance Tuesday night. Is today Wednesday?
Yes.
That's good, because yesterday when I went to Market Basket in Edwardsville, we borrowed my father-in-law's truck, and when we got there, we're like, oh, we don't have our masks, because it wasn't our car. So we were shopping for the Christmas trees outside. Highly recommend shopping for a Christmas tree at Market Basket. They hang them from the top, so they're all like, they're hung open. You can see the whole thing. They're not pre-bagged or whatever. So I'm out there, and we're walking around, and we didn't have masks on. Felt like rebels. And we even said to the guy, we're like, we're sorry, we don't have our masks. We borrowed, like, we had to explain ourselves, and the guy was like, I don't care. He didn't care. Yeah. We're like, sorry, it's obviously on our conscience. Edwardsville officials are getting serious about their mask mandate. The city council passed an ordinance Tuesday night that provides a way to enforce a November 17th executive order by Mayor Hal Patton requiring people to wear face coverings in public to slow the spread of coronavirus. The ordinance allows violators to be ticketed by local police and fined $25 to $250. In addition, owners or managers of businesses, stores, and venues can be fined $50 to $500 for not enforcing the mandate on their properties. Yeesh. Ward 5 Alderman Will Crow said, quote, this is for the betterment of our society. Definitely. And I think it's going in the long run to save many lives and protect us. It's the right thing to do at this moment. The vote was unanimous at 7-0, with most aldermen voting via Zoom. So, okay. In Edwardsville, wear your mask or pony up. I mean, I'm a mask wearer. I'm not opposed to wearing masks, but good grief. I wonder what the... I have to find what the ordinance actually is specifically to make sure I know where and when. And if it's just Edwardsville, I mean, I don't know. Shop in Alton or Bethalto or Godfrey or something instead. It's just ridiculous. And I love Edwardsville. It's like where I grew up.
Honestly, what is to prevent you from just, not to be dramatic about it, but not paying it or just tearing the ticket up? I mean, are they just going to keep coming after you over and over?
That's a good point.
Because then you start to talk about where's the legality of it. It might go up to the city council again or whoever just voted 7-0 on it. But then above them, as far as I know, there's a lot of legal challenges to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're saying rip up the ticket.
This is what I would like to know. And I mean, 314-241-9797, if you're a police officer and you want to remain anonymous, we don't have to give your name. But how do police feel about being put into the position to walk up and start? When you create a police force in a community, you need to create a relationship where that community trusts you and relies on you and counts on you. And you know, I remember when this all first started, asking a lot of police officers over here that I have relationships with, like, how does this work? Like, how are you going to enforce any of this? And they're like, we can't. There's nothing to enforce. And it basically came down to their responsibility is to keep the peace. So if you walk into a business and they say, oh, I'm sorry, you need to keep a mask, you need to wear a mask, and you refuse to, and I mean, there's a keeping the peace element there that they could enforce if that's what needs, but they don't, like, it was 100% across the board. We do not want to be in the middle of this. We do not want to bear the burden, the responsibility of getting ourselves in the middle of this situation and take huge steps backwards in what we've tried to do, what they're always trying to do, to build that relationship with the people in their community. They don't want to be those people. And they and the biggest reason was is because it didn't seem as though they had the teeth to do it. I'm looking right now for the mandate. Like, if you're in a business, I mean, it just seems like if you're going to go in a business and they're requiring you to wear masks, you wear a mask or you don't go into that business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.